This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The Houston ISD Board unanimously approved Superintendent Mike Miles' annual evaluation Thursday night. The board is required to evaluate the superintendent every year by October 1st, according to his contract. The results of the evaluation were not released at the meeting. Depending on his score, Miles is eligible for a bonus of up to half of his $462,000 salary or $231,000. Houston Mayor John Whitmire is postponing his State of the City address, scheduled to happen later this month. News 88.7's Kyle McClinigan says the speech was going to be hosted at the Hilton Americas Hotel in downtown Houston, but workers remain on strike for a second week.
In a statement, Whitmire said he canceled the event out of respect for the ongoing contract negotiations between Hilton and union workers. A union representative welcomed Whitmire's support, saying they have continued to call on Hilton to make an agreement that addresses their needs. The strike has gained some national attention, with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders voicing his support in a social media post on Wednesday. Sanders says he sent a letter to Hilton asking them to pay the workers a fair wage. The strike at the hotel began on Labor Day and has been extended through September 20th. Workers are calling for pay raises of at least $23 an hour. A Hilton spokesperson said the company was committed to negotiating in good faith. I'm Kyle McClinigan, News 88.7.
A group of naked cyclists will ride through East Downtown Houston on Saturday evening. They're promoting body positivity and protesting the lack of cyclist protections across much of Houston, as well as the removal of existing infrastructure. Michael Coy is a partner with the event.
The nudity is to demonstrate our vulnerability when on a bicycle. Naked's not simply a lack of clothing, it's the lack of steel protection afforded to drivers of automobiles, and we are trying to make a point of that vulnerability by being naked.
The demonstration is part of the World Naked Bike Ride, a global event dating back over two decades. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.